Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hey everyone and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you're joining us for an exciting lesson about basketball terms. I know many of you like to play basketball, and now you are going to learn how to use the terms that you need when you are playing with other people who speak English. Basketball terms. Well, since it is such a popular sport, I wonder, Carolyn, were you ever on a basketball team? Did you ever play basketball?
I was not on a basketball team, but I did play basketball because my dad used to be a basketball coach.
Ah.
Yes, indeed. Now, Nathaniel, what about you? Were you ever on a basketball team?
I was on a basketball team in junior high, but most of my experience about basketball comes from my operating the scoreboard for basketball during high school. I had to control the board that showed the score and fouls and other things, so I had to learn a lot of the rules then.
All right, thank you, Nathaniel. Nathaniel just used some of the terms you might need to know when you are playing basketball with other people in English. I, too, like basketball, but I'm not very good. I enjoy playing just for fun. Well, let's get started with our first reading of the day.
Basketball terms. Learn the language you need to be the best you can be. Every sport, including basketball, has its own special words and terms. Knowing these terms will help you understand the sport better. If you are playing the game, they will also help you cooperate with other players. The basketball court. Basketball courts are divided in half by a midcourt line. In the middle of this line is the center circle where the game begins with a jump ball.
Hi, listeners. It's your word lady, Joanna. Do you like to play basketball? Would you like to learn? If so, this article is just for you. Today and tomorrow, we'll be learning some vocabulary and some basketball key terms. Let's get started. Cooperate. Cooperate is a verb. Jim needs to cooperate with the other students. Penalty. Penalty is a noun. There was a serious penalty at the end of the game. Your key terms are basketball court. Basketball court is a noun. Midcourt line. Midcourt line is a noun. Center circle. Center circle is a noun. Jump ball. Jump ball is a noun. Three-point line. Three-point line is a noun. Shoot. Shoot is a verb. Key. Key is a noun. Paint. Paint is a noun. Free throw line. Free throw line is a noun. Free throw. Free throw is a noun. Foul shot. Foul shot is a noun. If this sounds confusing, don't worry. Just listen. We'll learn how it works in the article.
We're just starting to learn about the basketball court with these basketball terms. Now, I use that word term. A term is a certain kind of word that you need to use or need to know when you are doing something, something specific. You need to know those terms. And we see a sentence here at the very beginning. It says, learn the language you need to be the best you can be. Learn the language you need to be the best you can be. I love that phrase there, be the best you can be. And I think it's so important. I think you should also remember this too. Be the best you can be. When would you use this phrase, or when might you repeat this phrase to someone, Carolyn?
Well, if you want to encourage someone because you want them to do great things, you might tell them, be the best you can be means do your very best, try your hardest, and you will succeed.
All right, be the best you can be. Has anybody ever told that to you, Nathaniel?
Oh, sure. I think my parents were very encouraging, always told me to do the best I could. And whatever I tried to do, be the best I can be. And the best will be the best that I can do, the best that I can give. So if someone says you have to do better, it's okay. You're already doing your best.
I think that's a great reminder. Be the best you can be, but no pressure, because you need to be you. Be the best you that you can be. Well, we need to learn the language to be the best if we want to improve at basketball. But language, I mean, what kind of language are we talking about here, Nathaniel? Like Korean or Japanese language?
Oh, no, we're not talking about a different language. We're still going to speak English. But language here just refers to the different vocabulary that you need to know about basketball.
That's right. The language you need to know for basketball. As we can see, every sport, including basketball, has its own special words and terms. You see that word term again. Knowing these terms will help you understand the sport better. So if you are playing the game, they will also help you cooperate with other players. And we need to know how to cooperate with other people. This is one of our word bank words, to cooperate. I see two words here, co and operate. When you operate, that means you are working on something. So co, that means together with something. So two or more people are cooperating about something. How can you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, if you cooperate with someone, then you work together. So it's really important to have cooperation with your classmates or your coworkers.
All right, you can cooperate with your classmates or coworkers. Carolyn used a good word, the noun form, cooperation, C-O-O-P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N, cooperation. How else can you cooperate with something or someone, Nathaniel?
Well, sometimes I try to remember my lines, but my brain doesn't cooperate. My brain's not working with me, and I just can't remember what I'm supposed to say.
All right, I like the way you use that word. Your mind or your brain doesn't cooperate with you. You could say, this thing, it doesn't work for me right now. It's not cooperating with me. When I was a small child, my mother would often tell me that I needed to cooperate with her. That means I needed to obey her and listen to her. And I knew that if I didn't cooperate with her, I might be punished later. So you need to cooperate with different people in your life. And if you're on a basketball team or sports team, of course you should learn to cooperate with each other. Well, what is our first sentence here, Carolyn? What are we learning about first here with our basketball terms lesson?
Well, the first section we have here is the basketball court. And the basketball court is the main area where you play basketball. It's just the name of the place. And it says basketball courts are divided in half by a mid-court line. So there is a line that runs right down the middle of the basketball court. Mid-court, middle of the court.
All right, that's an easy way to remember it. The mid-court line. Remember that, basketball fans. The mid-court line on the basketball court. Now, it's divided by this mid-court line. What does that mean, Nathaniel, divided?
Well, if something is divided, it's cut or separated into different parts. So the court is separated into two halves by the mid-court line.
All right, yes it is. Continuing, in the middle of this line is the center circle where the game begins with a jump ball. Okay, so we see those words, the center circle. If you look at a basketball court, there is like a circle in the middle where the mid-court line is. That's called the center circle. Nathaniel, what is a jump ball?
A jump ball is what happens at the very beginning of a basketball game, where the referee throws up the ball and one player from either team comes up to the ball and tries to hit the ball into the direction of their team so that they can have first possession.
All right, whoever catches the ball first gets the ball or possesses the ball first. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something different with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. So we're talking about basketball in today's article. And we read, in the middle of this line is the center circle. That's our grammar tip sentence. It just means the center circle is in the middle of this line. But why does the writer write like this? This is called an inverted sentence and is often used to describe things. The writer is describing the basketball court and mentions the midcourt line in the previous sentence. The writer continues on with what is mentioned and introduces the center circle next. So, when you're describing a big area and you're going from one part of it to another, it's okay to use inverted sentences. For example, there was once a very old castle. In the middle of the castle is a magical fountain. Or, walk into the museum and you'll see a big statue. At the bottom of the statue is a famous quote. That's it for today, friends. Be sure to check out today's grammar tips section for more examples. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym saying goodbye.
Thanks, Liz. Now, let's see what Michelle has waiting for us over in the language lab.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们来看 cooperate 这个动词。CO 这个字首有一起的意思，所以 cooperate 是指合作。如果要说明合作的对象是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,the witness refused to cooperate with the police. 这名证人拒绝和警方合作。它的名词是 cooperation, 例如 the project requires close cooperation of both companies. 这项计划需要两方公司的紧密合作。接着我们看的是 court 这个名词。court 在课文中是指球场，例如 a tennis court, 网球场，或者是 a badminton court, 羽毛球场。court 也可以指法庭，例如 the defendant showed up in court at the last minute.这名被告在最后一分钟才在法庭出现。
So far, we've learned just a few terms from this basketball terms lesson, and there's more to come, but let's review what we know already. The mid-court line divides the basketball court into two halves. And what is in the middle of the mid-court line? The center circle. What happens in the center circle at the very beginning of a game? A jump ball, where possession is decided when two players from either team try to hit the ball towards their team. What else can we learn from this lesson? Let's find out now in the second reading.
Basketball terms. Each end of the court has a basket and a three-point line. When players throw the ball into the basket from behind that line, they score 3 points. If they shoot the ball from anywhere in front of the line, they score 2 points. The area under each basket is called the key. Since the key is sometimes painted a different color, it is also called the paint.At the top of each key is the free throw line. Players stand behind this line when shooting free throws or foul shots if there has been a penalty.
We're continuing to find out about the basketball court. We see each end of the court has a basket.And a three-point line. Of course, this is basketball, so you know the basket is your goal. That's what you should be shooting your basketball into. And this is a three-point line. There's a big curved line. It's called the three-point line. What happens here, Nathaniel?
Well, the three-point line is a large curve around the basket, and if we continue to read in the article, it will describe what it does in the game. When players throw the ball into the basket from behind that line, they score 3 points. If they shoot the ball from anywhere in front of the line, they score 2 points. Okay, there are two different phrases here, throw the ball and shoot the ball. If you shoot the ball, you are definitely going to throw it towards the basket. If you throw it towards the basket, of course, you're taking a shot. But if you throw the ball, you could be shooting or you could be passing to another player. So shoot is more specific than throw. We're going to talk about a different area of the court now in the next part of the article. What does it say, Carolyn?
It says the area under each basket is called the key. Since the key is sometimes painted a different color, it is also called the paint. Well, it's very interesting that they call it a key. I thought a key was something you used to open a door.
Yeah, actually, what helps me remember is because it kind of is shaped like a keyhole, like an old-fashioned keyhole. You kind of have that shape there. That's why I think it's called the key, or that's what helps me remember what it is called. But what about you, Nathaniel?
Yes, that is true. The shape is like a keyhole, but it's also called the paint. It's kind of a fun name for it because it's painted a different color. Continuing in the article, it says at the top of each key is the free throw line. Now, Gabe, what is the use of the free throw line?
Good question. Players stand behind this line when shooting free throws or foul shots if there has been a penalty. And Carolyn, what is the difference between a free throw and a foul shot?
Well, a free throw is when you get two shots behind this line and you can get 1 point for each basket you make. A foul shot, you only get one chance to make 1 point, and as soon as you finish shooting your basket, the ball goes immediately back into play and the other team tries to score points again.
All right, thank you for telling us the difference between those two kinds of shots. Now, you see that word foul. You might hear that word often when you're playing basketball. That means there has been a penalty. Someone did something wrong or that they should not have done. That is a penalty. That's also one of our word bank words. So a penalty in a sport game is when you do something wrong, something against the rules of that game. Where else might you use that word penalty, Nathaniel?
Well, a penalty can also be a kind of fine. If you do something wrong according to the law, your penalty, your punishment, might be some money that you have to pay, a fine.
That's right. That's actually how I usually think about the word penalty. I know of a school that teaches English, and they're very good at what they do. They have a very unique penalty. For every word that you say in Chinese, you have to give a certain amount of money. So you don't want to pay that penalty, so you try to speak as much English as possible. And I think that people that go to that school, actually, their English improves quite quickly when they practice their English. Well, how else might you use that word penalty, Carolyn?
Well, it's interesting that you said pay a penalty because that's a really common phrase that we use when we say that you have to have some sort of punishment. You're going to pay for it with a penalty. So maybe you have to work harder or you have to do something again and you have to pay the penalty for your mistakes.
That is right. Well, remember that word penalty? It's very closely related to the word foul in a basketball game. Earlier in this lesson, there's a word there I want to talk about. It is the word top. At the top of each key is the free throw line. And you see that word has these marks around it, the top. Those are in quotations. Those are quotation marks. Nathaniel, what does that mean?
Well, the top of the key is not like the highest part of the key exactly, but think about one end of the basketball court. So the top of the key is farther from the end. Top is far from the end. So you shoot from the top of the key, the farthest point from the basket.
Thank you very much. And sometimes in English, in writing, you might write something like that. You have quotations around something for an idea that you want to communicate, even if it's not really saying that it's the top. It's not really the top, like higher than something else, but it communicates that idea. So you use quotation marks. Right now it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud. Hello, guys.
Hi, guys.
Friends, when we talk about places where sports are played, we need to know the right terms for these places. Ken, give us an example.
Okay, our lesson today mentions the basketball court. So court is one.
That's right. Besides basketball, other sports such as tennis, badminton, volleyball, squash, and racquetball all play in a court.
Have you noticed that most of the sports you mentioned use either a net or a racket?
That's right. That is one special feature of court sports. They often involve a net, like in basketball, or a racket, like in racquetball.
Or both, like in tennis.
Good one. Now moving on to a much larger playing ground, we have field. A field, as the name suggests, is outdoors and is always big. Sports that use a field include baseball, football, and soccer.
And rugby. Let's not forget that one, even though it's not very popular in the U.S.
And cricket. That's even less popular than rugby in the U.S. And both are played on a field.
Steve, what about something that's even larger than a field? What do we call that?
Oh, you must be thinking of a stadium. A professional sport like Major League Baseball and NFL football are played in stadiums.
And professional basketball is usually played in an arena. Arenas are often very large and have seating for several thousand fans, but unlike stadiums, they're usually covered by a roof.
Good point, Ken.
不同球类的场地有不同的名称，比较小型的球场呢， 尤其是牵涉到网子或球拍的室内球场， 我们会用court， 比如说tennis court、网球场， volleyball court、排球场， badminton court、羽球场。 今天这一课介绍篮球场basketball court， 大型的户外球场叫做field， 像baseball field、棒球场soccer field、足球场rugby field。 橄榄球场 Arena 原本是古罗马的竞技场，现在表示体育馆或室内运动场。 而 Stadium 呢，是大型的户外体育场。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
继续我们来看这段课文第一句话里面的 score 这个动词。 Score 如果当名词是指分数， 当动词的时候是指得分。 例如 This player scored 9 points in the first quarter. 这名球员在第一节的比赛中得到了9分。 或者是 Rita scored 17 out of 20 in her spelling test. Rita在拼字考试中满分20分， 她得了17分。 最后我们来看的是 penalty这个名词。 penalty本来是指处罚， 在运动的比赛中是指因为犯规让对方罚球或者是享有某些特权。 例如 the penalty kick gave the opponents the lead， 这个判给对方的罚球让他们取得优势。或者是 the referee awarded a penalty shot， 裁判裁决让对方罚一球。And let's get back to teachers.
Well, friends, we've talked a lot about basketball today, and you've learned some different basketball terms that you can use and put into practice for the next time you are playing basketball. So let's review some of these terms. There is a long curved line around each basket, and that is called what? That's right, the three-point line.
And inside the three-point line is an area called the key under the basket.
The key is also sometimes called the paint because it can be painted a different color.
Another line you will see on a basketball court is right in the middle, dividing the court into two, and that is called the midcourt line.
And in the middle of the midcourt line is the center circle.
This center circle is pretty important because that's where the game begins with a jump ball.
Well, hang on, Carolyn. Hang on to the ball because you're going to give us a jump ball in a minute. But first, we need to say goodbye to our dear friends here. Come back next time to come enjoy another lesson about basketball terms at Studio Classroom. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
It was Wednesday night. I dreamt you were sitting over there by the bed, and Sid was sitting by the wood box, and Mary next to him.
Yes, that's what we always do.
And I dreamt that Joe Harper's mother was here.
Yes, she was here. Did you dream any more?
Oh, lots. But it isn't very clear now.
Try to remember, won't you?
Well, it seems to me that the wind blew the...
Do try harder, Tom. The wind did blow something. What?
Tom pressed his fingers to his head for a minute. Then he said,
Ah, now I remember. It blew the candle.
My word! Go on, Tom. Go on.
And it seems to me that you said you thought the door was open. You told Sid to go and...
Yes,
said Aunt Polly.
Go on, Tom. What did I tell him to do in your dream?
I think you made him shut it.
Well, that proves it. Don't tell me dreams don't mean anything. Go on, Tom.
Oh, it's getting clearer now. You said I wasn't really bad, just fun-loving. And then you began to cry.